97, GP Lewis LLC seeks variances from the front yard setback requirements for existing and proposed structures. Sections 115-82 and 115-182 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southeast side of Shady Road at Coastal Highway. The 911 address is 17467 Shady Road in Lewis. The zoning district is C1. Tax map is District 334, Map 6, Parcel 525. The applicant is seeking a 4-foot variance from the 60-foot front yard setback requirement for existing and proposed addition, a 12.56-foot variance from the 60-foot front yard setback for a proposed addition, 18.83-feet variance from the 60-foot front yard setback requirement for an existing structure, 19.82 feet from the 60-foot front yard setback requirement for the existing structure, 7.08 feet variance from the 60-foot front yard setback requirement for the proposed addition. We have 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 0 mail return.
Mr. Chairman, I need to recuse, but my question is, do you want me back for additional business, or can I be recused?
I think you should stay there.
We're not
going to
have additional.
We're not having additional business.
Just want to make sure.
But we do need you here to help close the meeting.
I think you can handle it.
Don't forget your hat, Mr. Ward.
No, I won't forget my hat.
All right.
Is the applicant present?
Tim Metzner with Davis Bone Fidel, 1 Park Avenue, Milford, Delaware, 19963.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening. Thank you for your time this evening. Along with myself is also the owner's representation, Mr. Jeff Gosnier, as well. If there's any further questions, you can get sworn in. Along with the information provided in the record, I just want to add a little more information as to why this is being requested. The site, as it was originally approved, the Sussex County Code had 40-foot setbacks. The building was fit inside that, in those setbacks. Since then, the setbacks have increased along Shady Road and Coastal Highway to be 60 feet. So therefore, the existing structures do not meet the front yard setback. So that was the purpose behind requesting those variances for that. The big reason why we're coming here today is the existing building, the owners want to upgrade the internal areas for safety. And the reason being is currently the existing entrance is, as everyone is sure familiar with this, at the baseball diamond. That's the main entrance, and then the take out is on the left hand side, as we're looking at the map now, that faces Shady Road. So the owner wants to consolidate to make both entrances side by side of each other. Another reason for this is that currently, during inclement weather, the patrons would either have to stand outside in the baseball diamond, and there's a small overhang there, but they'd be out there in the elements or inside, crowded in the existing vestibule there. So the owners are looking to add an enclosed vestibule by the takeout area on the left-hand side, and then where the existing area is, where the baseball diamond is at, enclose that with a site wall. So that's just going to be, there's no roof over it. It's just essentially for to block out the acoustics from route one. That still continued to be an outdoor area. Kids love the baseball diamond. And then there's also, you know, the outdoor elements there to enclose that and keep that essentially visually, but mostly for acoustics noise from route one. I believe in the packet was the floor plan that gave the final look there. What this does is the floor plan allows more I guess, fluid movement within the building. It adds a enclosed, as stated earlier, enclosed area, vestibule for patrons that are waiting to be outside or be away from the elements outside. And then also inside the building, it provides a little more natural flow and actually an even greater indoor waiting room area. With the with the application, we did provide a little more clarity on the purposes for this, and essentially, as stated, with the increased front yard setback 60 feet, that brings the existing building out of compliance as legally non-conforming. So we're trying to bring that up to speed. Also. Our amendment to the code did create the exceptional practical difficulty not created by the applicant, and then so that the property owner cannot make any changes to the property that are not intended to prove the functionality, safety, and access to the existing building. The variance, if authorized, will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood or district that is in commercial in nature. The proposed improvements also provide safety for the patrons accessing the restaurant. This keeps both takeout and sit-down patrons entering and exiting in the same area instead of spaced on separate sides of the building. And the variances, if authorized, represents the minimum variance that afford relief and represents the least modification possible to improve restaurant access and safety. This vestibule is consistent with the other buildings that grotto buildings, standalone buildings that have been constructed. So it is consistent with the theme of their current marketing, current building, and this also brings it into up to speed with the rest of the buildings throughout the state. So at this point, I'll keep it simple and answer any questions you guys have.
So the building's not being torn down?
Correct.
Okay.
I'm seeing this as a pedestrian safety question. Mm-hmm. I mean, what you're proposing to do is to make that interior space safer for pedestrians that would be coming from the parking lot to the structure itself.
Correct. And have one means of, one area of means of ingress and egress.
Yeah. Thank you.
Mr. Sharp?
I have a question about the pedestrian access. I just want to make sure I understand this right. Currently, you have your pickup area is along Shady Road, and your main entrance is the one that faces Coastal Highway, correct?
Correct.
And what you're proposing to do is to eliminate the one that faces Route 1 and to make the same, make your main entrance be on the Shady Road entrance, is that correct?
Correct.
Now, I say that because one of the things that I notice on the pedestrian safety aspect of this is that the majority of the parking is on the opposite side of the building. Is there a, I notice there appears to be a, I don't know if it's a pathway there. Are you creating multimodal access pathways for folks to get to that space?
So it does have ADA accessible sidewalk to the front entrance. Along the perimeter of that building, along the front perimeter. So where they would, where the parking is located in the existing entrance, I say where the baseball diamond is at, we are proposing a ADA compliant sidewalk from that location there to the new entrance.
And how far out will it project from the current site? It's a little tough for me to read on this.
Sure.
I know that corner there can be a little tight as compared to the front.
Yeah, so the existing where there's a radius on the building, that portion there at the closest point is 40.18 feet. The corner edge of the existing building directly to the left of that is 41.147. I'm sorry, 41.17 feet. So that they're greater than the 40 foot at the time of construction. It's just it's less than the 60.
I'm guessing that the applicant is a bit constrained due to the existing design and layout of the building as to where some of these additions could be made while using the existing infrastructure. Is that right?
That's correct.
Is there a gap between the edge of paving of Shady Road and the front property line and Coastal Highway? It's a little tough for me to read on the site plan here.
So there is a grass, yes, there is a grass portion between, are you talking about between the parking, the edge of the parking lot and
well, the property just, line?
Or the so, property line, there,
so
yes.
So like when I'm looking at your site plan here, I see a dotted line there that appears, I'm looking on the Coastal Highway side of things. Mm-hmm. Appears that some of the parking may be overlined, some of it's in the line, but then there's the highway there. You know, one of the things that we look at is how far away from the front property line is the actual road, and I'm guessing it's not right up to the property line by reading that.
Correct. So from the edge of pavement to the property line is 5 feet.
Okay.
At its closest point.
And that's on the Coastal Highway side or the Shady Road side?
Shady Road side.
Okay. And on the Coastal Highway side, do we know how far that is?
From the edge of pavement to the property line is looks like it's over just over 16 feet mm-hmm. at its closest point.
All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Just one follow-up to Mr. Sharp's question on the checkerboard in the parking area to the right that you have on your site plan, and it says asphalt to be removed. Mm-hmm. What's your intention with that area?
I believe I'm looking at the same thing you are.
I'm looking at 1,284 square feet of asphalt to be removed, a checkerboard. Yes.
Is that here?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
So any building renovations require now for restaurants require it to be brought up to state fire marshal code, which means sprinklered. This site, we're extending the water service to the building and adding fire protection. So that line there is just strictly to install the fire line for the building to be sprinklered. Hmm. And it would be restored back to asphalt.
Do you have any concerns about, if we're parking on the right-hand side of the property and we're going to have to get around to what is currently the pickup, correct?
Correct.
Okay. In terms of pedestrian, 15 minutes ago, I'm telling you it's a good idea for the pedestrians, and now I'm asking the question about if we have people who are parking on the right-hand side, they're going to have to walk either around the back of the building or across the front in order to get into the main entrance, correct?
Correct. In that, so that parking has been that way for the life of the building.
Understood.
Yeah, and so what we're doing now is we're providing where the existing entrance was, we're providing a sidewalk that clearly shows the path for the pedestrians to access the front.
And you see that being safer than current?
Well, there was no current sidewalk.
So it was just coming. Okay, coming around.
Mm-hmm. Understood.
Yeah, sure.
Good evening.
Name and address for the record.
My name is Jeffrey Gosnier. My address is 149 Glade Circle West, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, 19971.
And you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
One of the big issues we were just talking about was safety. Where the diamond is in the front right now, when we have so many people waiting in that, I'm sure if you've never been to the Grand Slam, we have a lot of baseball teams, we have a lot of teams that come, we have a lot of little kids. It's a big family place for, and big groups. We tend to do a lot of big groups over there. So what we were trying to do was by enclosing the other area, by having where the, I'll call it where the tower, where that new entrance is, the interior of that has so much interior waiting space right now. And that was one of our reasons for doing it. We wanted to pull people back into the building as opposed to having them standing out front there kind of running around and doing, you know, we've had issues with that. We've had issues with, you know, especially you get big groups and you get kids running around all the time walking through that parking lot. That was one of the other reasons why we wanted to put the access by putting, I call it the sidewalk, that we put the sidewalk going over there because we didn't have anything. We don't have anything now to do that with. So we felt that would really increase the safety, not only by the sidewalk, but by pulling people into the place and having them sit in waiting benches and things like that inside while they're waiting for their tables. I mean, the waiting area really triples in space by what we're doing in this new, the new design. Okay.
Thank you.
Anything else?
Does that conclude your presentation, sir?
Yes, it does.
Thank you. Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Operator, is anyone on the line that would like to speak in reference to case number 12797 for GP Lewis LLC?
At this time, there is currently no one on the line.
Thank you. Gentlemen, any further questions? At this time, I will close the public hearing for case 12797 for GP of Lewis LLC. Entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12797 for GP Lewis LLC for the requested variance pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. The property has unique physical conditions. The property also has was built previous to some of the zoning laws changing since then. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant for those reasons. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and the variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye for my reasons.
And I too. So with a vote of 3-0, your case is approved. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right.